back. It's the second week, and this week's prompt is, what qualities or characteristics do you see in the people around you that you want to develop in yourself, and why? My mentor is really generous. She'd always offer me Starbucks, and I know that's, like, the polite thing to do, but even when I said no, she said, are you sure, and, you know, all that jazz. And whenever I came in, the office ladies were so happy to see me, and they greeted me, and they were really nice, and lots of hugs, and lots of loves, and smiles. But there were also moments of frustration during emails and phone calls, and when we interacted with people that we have more strained relationships. But you still have to keep on the mask of happiness, because you don't want to ruin your work job over someone's bad attitude. And I think it's really valuable to be able to know how to regulate your emotions and put aside what you feel like in the moment and just get the job done, because that's what's more important in the long run. There was also lots of jokes and laughter. And whenever I think of work, I always think of seriousness, and especially at an office, you know, like quiet. But at the chamber, there's a happy medium, and that was really nice. And it kept it lighthearted. Also, my mentor dresses professional every single day in a dress and heels and curled hair. And at school, I'm not really like that. And I know it's just school. I've realized that when I'm touring people around the school from around the world, that this is what I need to dress and look like, and I really see myself being more professional in those clothes anyway, and it gives me more confidence, and that is really good. So maybe I should stop wearing sweatshirts to school, and maybe not necessarily wear a blazer, but wear some more jewelry, or do my hair a different way. Something that is more than jeans. Talk to you next week.